Hello. Thank you, Dave. Let me just get set up here really quickly. But yeah, for those of you who do not know, my name is Perry. I am one of the interns here at Eagle Ridge Bible Fellowship. And in April, I finished my first year of Bible college, pursuing a bachelor's degree in pastoral leadership. And as Dave said, my school sends out a team every year to do a month-long missions trip. And in May, I had the privilege of going on this trip to Thailand. So that is why I'm here today. I'm here to share my experiences there. Unfortunately, I won't be able to share everything that happened on the trip, but I hope to share the big takeaways from it. You will see the outreach that my team did, the people that we encountered, their backgrounds, the culture of the country, and toward the end, I'm going to save some time in hopes to share what the trip did for me and how it impacted me and my faith. So we're going to go through a series of pictures. And there is the team that was sent out. As you can see, we come in all shapes and sizes. We have one person that's actually from Malaysia, a person that's from Colombia, and the rest of us are all around North America. One person missing from this photo is Dennis. He is actually the president of my Bible college. He is the one who led us on this trip. You will see a picture with him in it soon enough. But yeah, that's the team, and we were the ones that were sent out, and it was just interesting to see how God put this team together to send us out on mission. So I lived alongside these guys for 25 days. I learned a lot in that time, and I've grown to love them all. So this is us actually in Bangkok, and I'm gonna stay on this picture for a bit, but we spent half of our time in this city. And here, as you can see, we're at a big temple, and it's one of the most famous ones in Thailand. And I wanna share about the culture. Buddhism wasn't just a religion in this country. It was very influenced in their culture. There were many places around Thailand that had these statues and temples where people would actually go to worship their god. I actually remember after we landed and we were on our way to the hotels that we were staying at, they actually had billboards of statues of Buddha and then messages on them saying things like, it is against the law to disrespect Buddha. So right then and there, I felt the pressures on the country, and while there, I got to see the oppression on the people there. Shortly after we arrived, we had an orientation at the first church that we went to by a man named Kelly. We called him Pastor Kelly. It is the church that my school is affiliated with, and he gave us the ins and outs, the do's and do nots while we were there so that we were safe. And I'm just going to share a couple of the things that he shared with us. So in their language, you would actually put a P in front of the name of someone who was older than you. So if I am older than you, you would call me P. Perry. Dave Esau is older than me, I would call him P. Dave. And another thing that you did as a sign of respect is you actually bowed every time you see someone and meet someone for the first time in the day. So the older the person was, you would put your hands out like this. The older they were, the higher your hands would go. So these were things that we were shared and we had to remember. Another great thing that we had to remember that I forgot many times is we were not supposed to show the bottoms of our feet. See, in Thailand, they believed that the head was to be something that is really holy and sacred and the feet to be filthy. So it is actually, doing this is equivalent to flipping someone off here in Canada. So sorry, I just flipped some of you off in Thailand. But yeah, those are just a few of the many things that we're told. So on to the next picture. So this is the first group of kids that we encountered. With every group of kids we came across, we played games, sang songs that were actually Christ-based, actually songs from VBS a couple of years ago, and we sang simple songs like Jesus Loves Me. We also did crafts that came along with a Bible lesson, and we spent lots of time with them and loved on them like Jesus would. Everywhere we went, we had a translator, and they themselves were also Christians, so they shared the same passion for God and kids as we did. We were actually advised not to put another thing I just remember, we were advised not to put our hands on the kids' heads because they believed their heads to be sacred. And time again, I was told, Perry, stop putting your hands on the kids' heads. But I failed to do so. That's a picture of my friend actually doing some of the crafts with some of the kids there. And this is my friend Justin with a child that I remember clearly because he had lots and lots and lots of energy. So this is actually another place. This is another day where we did some outreach to another group of kids. It is a couple hours away from Bangkok, and this place is a, a home for at-risk children. So many of these children were actually abused. Most of them were given up by their parents because of their inability to care for them. This happened due to unwanted pregnancies, addictions to drugs and alcohol, and things like mental illness. This home is actually Christ-based and is supported by the pastors and staff of Pastor Kelly, P. Kelly's church in Bangkok. The moment the team and I found out that they were Christian was during one of our songs. So we were actually doing our routine song, Jesus Loves Me, and it goes, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And as we attempted to teach these kids these songs, halfway through they started to actually scream it back at us. So it was very surprising to us and the team, but I remember some of us being hit with emotion because these weren't the first kids we encountered. We taught a lot of kids this song. But when we heard them screaming back the song with us, we didn't hear, oh, hey, we know this song, so we're going to sing with you. We heard, hey, we know this song, and we know Jesus, and we have hope in him. So that's how we translated it as. But yeah, next slide. This is my friend Justin and I teaching some of our glorious dance moves. They had a really great time. Okay, this is Stang. This is one of the boys at the at-risk home, and I remember this day to be quite rough. As I woke up this day really, really sick, I hit 103 degrees, and looking back at it now, it actually was a pretty severe heat stroke, but there was no way that I was gonna stay at the hotel and not be with the kids, so I went. But I woke up that morning and remembered that I just started to instantly pray. And I asked God to just visit me that day, to give me supernatural energy and just to be with me. That's where I believe that God brought Stang along. See, as soon as I got to that place, it's almost as if he knew that I was having a bad time. But when he saw me, he held my hand everywhere I went. Every chance he got, he tried to have me carry him. But during one of the times, this is my favorite moment with Sting, during one of the times of our crafts, we actually have them cut out these crosses, and then we gave them the opportunity to decorate these crosses. And he came up to me with his broken English and told me to write my name on his cross. And so I responded and I said, no, Stang, this is your cross. You write your name on it. And he insisted. And then after looking at his face, I couldn't resist any longer and I wrote my name on his cross. Well, he came back 5 minutes later and he showed me his cross. And he looked at me and I read it and it said, Stang loves Perry. And then he looked at me in my eyes and said, me love you. So I was taught a very valuable lesson that day. In times of trial and suffering, I am loved, not just by people, but I am loved by a great, great God. So it's interesting how God can use such a little incident, a little boy, to teach me something. Oh, I miss him. That is us hanging out. We are preparing for our crafts. And this is us actually praying for the kids and their future. We did that everywhere we went. We prayed a lot. This is the second place that same day. As you can see, we did balloon animals. That was a big hit. I didn't know how to do any, but it was still fun. Okay, this is Bing. And this is a university in Thailand, one of the biggest ones in the world. It holds 500,000 students. Yeah, it's huge. So the goal of this day was to go to this university to make friends and to invite them back to the church, to Pastor Kelly's church in Bangkok. Once I heard that we were going to make friends, I was super excited because I am quirky and invasive, so I had a lot of fun doing that. But yeah, we had translators to follow us around and to help us carry the conversations. We actually held a service that day where we invited them, and some of the students actually showed up to the church where we held a service. So this woman's name is Goy, P. Goy. The reason why I put this picture is because she used to be a student at that university. And Pastor Kelly, who is originally from the States, he gave his life to missions. He moved with his wife to Thailand years and years ago. And one of the first things he did while he was there, he felt called by God to sit at this university and see if anybody would like to just talk to him. And he was new to the language, so that was his way of exercising the language, but also creating relationship with people. And what happened with P. Goy, she is a very smart, articulate person who is actually a lawyer now. She asked so many questions about God and eventually gave her life to Christ, and she is now one of the head pastors at that church in Bangkok. So it was cool to hear her story and to be around with her that whole time while we were in Bangkok. This is my friend Lee, and Lee is sharing his testimony that evening. That's when we had the students come to the church. And these are my friends, Victoria and Manuela, and they are cleaning this church up. It was a fairly new building, so we did some home improvement projects there. That is the president. Oh, I didn't mention, this is the president of my Bible college. He's the one who led us. That is Dennis. And this is my friend Kevin. They're just bringing on in supplies There we go. Okay, this is P. John, Pastor John. And this is in Maysot now. So this is a 7-hour ride away from Bangkok. Where am I here? Yeah, this is a 7-hour ride away from Bangkok. And he is the founder of this church that holds two different congregations that speak two different languages. Behind this building is a school that he owns that teaches 500 students who are fed lunch as well at no cost. He also organizes a program called Home of Hope, where he built dorms for kids at risk. He's an amazing man of God who devoted his life to serving the people of Thailand. So this is actually one of the construction projects that we did. There actually used to be a wall there that we demolished, which was super, super fun. But here we're laying out cement and the foundation of the place. The goal was to demolish those walls, extend it so that it could be a classroom. This is a picture of my friend Kevin and I mixing cement. And so it took water, sand, cement, and rocks to mix, and you have to be very patient. And it was super physically demanding. And the lightest day we had there was 38 degrees. So for one, it was physically demanding, and two, I was trying to be hydrated. So it was extra adventurous, but fulfilling at the same time. So we actually got an update, and that's what it looks like now. It is a full classroom. We weren't able to finish the whole project while we were there. We did 3 days, and that picture before is what we finished, maybe a little bit more. But we had raised enough money to give them the supplies so they could finish the project while we were gone. So this is another, we actually weren't involved in this, but we gave money for a little farm that Pastor John of that church in Maysot could have, so he could have a way of income. You can see that's part of the money we raised, what it went to. And we got an update on how it was doing, so that's a picture of it doing well. And this is us preparing for worship at that Maysot church. We did worship in a lot of places. And this day, we actually are preparing for a youth camp that we held at this place. So there are all the kids that attended this youth camp. Most of these kids are at risk and homeless as well. For example, we heard many stories of how a percentage are refugees, and some of them actually lost their parents during the tsunami that happened years ago. So at the end of this, we held a service and an altar call, and every single child that you see there came up to the front to ask for prayer and God. So it was really, really cool. Okay, this is a baptism following one of the services at that Maysot church. And I want to explain the significance of when someone would get baptized in Thailand. So water baptism is a declaration of your faith in Christ. And in Thailand, this is seen as a rebellion because Buddhism was the go-to religion. So we heard many stories of people being completely written off, not talked to ever again by their families because they got baptized. So we were told this before we actually got to see the baptism. So being there live was just amazing to see. That is a soccer field. This is actually, did I skip one? Yes, I did. Thank you. Okay, so this is in the Hill Tribes, 2 hours away from Maysot. We took 4x4s and sat in the back of trucks and traveled there through mountains and hills. These villages are completely disconnected from the cities, social media, and other communities. We gave them food, vitamins, and did our routine songs, games, and crafts. We held one of our services outside where we got to witness 7 adults give their life to Christ, and an amazing amount of kids come up to receive prayer. Just another. So that, as you guys saw before, is a soccer field that they made by themselves. This is my friend Chris preparing some of the supplies that we handed out to them. We also gave them flip-flops, each and every single one, as in Thailand, everybody wore flip-flops, which made sense, it's really hot. But these are the final few days while we were there, the last thing we did in our ministry. And we actually taught English. We did an English camp at this school for elementary-aged kids. And none of us had experience going into this teaching English, but now we all do. So these are pictures of the teachers of that school and our team. This is a picture of our team with some of the leaders at that Maysot church. And this is just a great shot that my friend Annika took, who was on the team that took pictures all throughout the trip. Oh, this is one of my favorites. This is Stang and I. And yeah, I said bye to him at that building as we were leaving, and he insisted that he walk me all the way to the van just before I left. So this picture kind of symbolizes the trip for me. Two different people from two different places speaking two different languages, but sharing the same hope and the same God. So that was really cool. And yeah, that is during our debriefing time where I got carried by an elephant. We got to ride elephants and get together and just share how the trip impacted us. So that is actually it for these slides. But I would like to share how it impacted me in my faith. I brought my Bible, right? Oh, I'm in here. Okay, so I'm going to open my Bible to, sorry, little guy, to Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 10. And I'm just going to share that before I share what I learned. I have the ESV version, by the way. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So grace was the theme for me in Thailand. During my time being a Christian, I kept hearing and learning about this word grace over and over again, thinking this time I finally got it. Well, in Thailand, I didn't just get to witness and understand this great gift of grace. I actually got to experience it. You see, prior to the trip, I had begun to journal daily. One of my entries I wrote in third person to myself, Perry, you need to stop making mistakes. This is something that I have struggled with my whole life. I thought that mistakes were supposed to never happen, so it is for sure not supposed to happen if I was going to be Christian. You see, this lie and fear of failing held me back from my relationship with Christ. But it is through the testimonies in Thailand, serving the people in Thailand, and through having to depend on God and his word that I saw the truth. Grace is a gift and not something that I earn or deserve. But by being obedient and faithful to God in Thailand, I was able to receive this grace. I am and will fall short of being perfect, but thanks be to God's grace, I don't need to strive for perfection. See, after experiencing this grace, I became practical with forgiveness, and being a perfectionist myself, it's sometimes hard, close to impossible, to forgive myself, self, and even others. But I saw that the love that God had for the broken and damaged children of Thailand, he had for all. God loves them like he loves me, and like he loves me, he loves those who hurt me. God loves every person he created in his image. And with understanding this, I was able to look past the behaviors of people in order to see their heart. I witnessed a hint of God's characteristics. And as soon as my heart began to receive and experience this kind of love, I gained a heart full of compassion for others and myself. This doesn't mean that I'm going to love others perfectly, but with time and healing, I will continually grow in love. And one last thing I learned and took from this trip, it boggled my mind to see the joy that these kids at these at-risk places with abusive backgrounds had so much joy. So I feel like I kind of had an experience where I felt that joy. So we, for those of you who don't know, we had a VBS camp a couple of weeks ago, and it was Thursday night, the night before the last day where I was here preparing. So I came home late that evening and was just hanging out with my mom. And in the middle of our conversation, I just broke down and started crying. Not because of what we were talking about, I actually don't remember what we were talking about, but because I was in my own headspace. My mom caught me in tears and asked what was wrong. I shared with her how happy I was. Remembering where I was 4 years ago to where I was in that moment, leading BBS, having just done a missions trip in Thailand and a year at Bible college, looking to do 3 more years. I believe the joy that I felt in that moment is the same joy those kids had in Thailand. And I figured out what the secret was: gratefulness and having a thankful heart for being where I am. So after going over memories with my mom that night, she looked at me dead in the eye and said the word miracle. And I said, yeah, mom, you're right, because our God works miracles. God took me out of a place that I was at and put me right here in this moment. I'm going to invite the worship team to come up to do the last song, but as they're coming up, I want to give everybody here thanks for the support financially, for the encouragement, and for the prayers. Without it, Thailand wouldn't have been possible. While I was there, I experienced God's grace, received the power of forgiveness, and learned to be thankful for what God has done, and to be thankful in what he is doing. So thanks for letting me share. Is it not worship time?